many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 5, the verses 1 to 12. That's a very long text, so I will not read that to you. But think with me on the theme, Kingdom Living, Embracing Divine Values in Our Daily Life. The Sermon on the Mount comes at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, otherwise called the Beatitudes. Jesus Christ presents a series of blessings that form the core values of the Kingdom of Heaven. Politicians would call that their manifesto. Our Lord Jesus Christ sat on a mountainside, gathering not just his disciples, but a multitude, laying out the character and ethos expected of those who are part of God's kingdom. Would you realize from these teachings that the Beatitudes turn the world's value system upside down? Instead of power, wealth, and prestige, Jesus extols meekness, mourning, and the hunger for righteousness. The term blessed or blessed here is not about fleeting happiness or momentary pleasure. It reflects a deep sense of being favored and graced by God. These are not rules, but revelations of God's nature exemplified in Jesus. My dear friends, our modern world, with its relentless pursuit of instant gratification, often mistakes happiness with deep-seated joy and contentment. But the Beatitudes challenge this perspective. They ask us to consider where we derive our worth and purpose. Do we seek it in worldly approval or in aligning ourselves with God's values? The promise of the Kingdom of Heaven is not about a far-off mythical realm. It is about embracing a way of life here and now that mirrors God's own heart. Every act of mercy, each hunger pang for justice, and the choice to make peace over conflict draws us closer to the heart of God's kingdom. Science and consumerism might offer definitions of happiness, but the Beatitudes redefine blessedness, a state of grace, peace, and joy, rooted not in circumstances, but in God's unchanging nature. There are two questions for reflection. One, which beatitude challenges you the most in your current circumstances, and how might you lean into it more deeply? Two, how can you embody the values of the Kingdom of Heaven in your daily life, ensuring they aren't just concepts, but tangible actions? Gracious God, we thank you for the Beatitudes and the way they illuminate your heart and desires for us. Grant us the wisdom and courage to live out these blessings in our daily lives, drawing closer to your kingdom values. Help us seek not fleeting happiness, but a profound blessedness rooted in your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.